Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see you folks here today. I want to thank the team for sharing with us, and we're going to call them back up in a little bit. We're going to have them do one of those songs all over again. So they need to be ready for that. All right? Wonder if this morning, if you would please take your Bibles and open up to the book of Joshua. The book of Joshua, chapter 1. I want to speak to you briefly this morning on the subject of having success in life. Success in life. I don't think that there's anyone here who really wants to fail. I think all of us want to succeed. All of us want to accomplish wonderful things in this life. And in particular, we want to accomplish wonderful things for the Lord and be able to really impact this world for Jesus Christ. And here's the circumstances of Joshua chapter 1. Moses is done. And in the first few verses, God comes to Joshua and he says, "My servant Moses has died." And the mantle of leadership for all of Israel is being passed on to young Joshua. But God, in this encouraging moment, it's a moment of grief, yes, because Moses has been a phenomenal leader. He has followed God. He has done some amazing things with God's help. But now he's come to the point where his life here is done, and now Joshua is to step up and to take over leadership. And God, in these few verses that we want to look at, three times tells him to not be afraid. And then he encourages him with this, "And you will succeed." Now, let's look for just a moment and pick up our reading at verse 5. Joshua chapter 1, beginning at verse 5. "No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, then you will have success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Let's pray. Our gracious Father, I pray that each and every one of us in this room today would make that determination to be strong and courageous. That we would stand up for truth and for justice, for integrity. That we would stand up for faith. That we would not be willing to back down, but that, Lord, we would press on with everything that's in us to be able to honor you, regardless of where this world heads. Now, Father, teach us to be strong and courageous so that we may have success in our lives. And we'll thank you for that. For it's in your name we pray. Amen. You notice in here three different times the Lord talks with Joshua and he tells him, look, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. There's a weakness in the modern day church. And that weakness is the weakness of courage. It seems as though people will set aside truth, they will set aside integrity, they will set aside anything that God wants if it keeps things peaceable and if it keeps things on an even keel. But we need to be strong and courageous. You'll notice that what God tells Joshua in this eighth verse, he tells him this. He says, look, the book of this law, my commands, my commandments to you, shall not depart from your mouth. You won't quit on what my law is. But you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, then you will have success. We want, as individuals, to succeed. And if we are to succeed, we must do things God's way, regardless of what the world thinks of that. I want to give you four little tips that if you will take and determine, I'm going to apply these things to my life. If you will do this, you will find yourself gaining more and more spiritual victories in your life. And so, please bear with me as we work our way through this. The very first thing is we must wait for the Lord. We must wait for Him. Waiting is an interesting thing because, you see, ours is a society of everything is instant. We want everything done and we want it done now. I remember back in the late 60s and early 70s, some of you may remember this. Some of you are going, I wasn't even alive back then. But some of you will remember there was a Coca-Cola promotion that was on TV. And that generation was called the now generation. I don't know if any of you remember that or not. But they would show, the guys in the crazy attire that guys wore back in the late 60s. And by the way, I had some of that stuff, you know, the bell-bottom pants and the tie-dyed shirts and the paisley shirts and, you know, all of that kind of thing. By the way, I saw at the mall here over Christmas time, I saw several women wearing bell-bottom pants. So they will come back. I'm sure that thrills everyone, but they'll make their way back. But anyways, there would be these commercials. And they would show the girls in their miniskirts and go-go boots. I don't know if you remember miniskirts and go-go boots or not. But there was this sign then of all of these, what were labeled as the popular people, the in crowd. They were always drinking Coca-Cola. Pepsi took a huge hit during that time and almost went under because of the success of that Coca-Cola promotion of the now generation. The problem with that whole philosophy is that that has crept in to every area of our life. We want everything now. You know, we don't want to wait for anything, but we want it now. And the scripture tells us, they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Those who are patient in the Lord. That doesn't mean those who are lazy. Understand that. Doesn't mean that. It means those who are patient with the Lord. Who will let the Lord do for them and in them what He wants to develop them. Do you know how long Joshua walked with Moses before he became the leader? 50 years. Almost 50 years. That's patience. Moses was God's declared leader of the children of Israel. And he was their leader throughout their wanderings in the desert. How long did they wander in the desert? 40 years. Now, before that, how long was Moses, quote unquote, considered the leader of the people of Israel, trying to get them freed? Bible scholars kind of differ on this. Some say 10 years, some say 20, but nonetheless, he was making these appearances before Pharaoh all the time. And Joshua was his right-hand man. The day comes. Joshua, be strong. Be courageous. The mantle of leadership is being placed upon you. Lead these people. And you'll have success if you abide by my word. People grumbled, but Moses stayed true. The people grumbled, but Joshua pressed on. Honor the Lord with His word. Hold it in your heart, and God will bless your life. He will give you success. You see, that was the condition that is poured out here in Joshua 1:8. If you hold this word in your heart, if you speak this word with your mouth, if you are faithful and do the things of this word, you shall have success. I'm going to tell you, not everyone's going to agree with you. You do what the Lord directs. You honor Him, and He'll bless your life. Wait for Him to work out all things. And I'll tell you what, this is a message for me as much as it is for anybody else. Wait on the Lord. Do it His way. The second thing is walk with the Lord. We want to walk with the Lord. We want to wait for Him because we want to have strength and we want to have renewal. But then we want to walk with Him. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2 tells us that we are to walk in love as Christ has also loved us. Walk in love, but we're walking with the Lord because the Lord is the essence of all love. God is love. Not God contains love. God is love. It's the essence of His character. It's the essence of His nature. It's the very essence of who He is. That's why He could die for us while we were yet sinners. That's why He willingly gave up His life in order that we might discover life and have an opportunity for life. And we are to walk in love. Now, some people believe that love is mushy. young guys and girls. Andrew, you better pay attention here. Young guys and girls think that love is this, oh, he is just so wonderful. Or, she is just the dream of my life. And that's what love is. But we're not talking love of the nature of a young man and his the love of his life, quote unquote, or a young woman and the love of her life. We're talking about the very essence of the character and the nature of God. And when love is the driving force, every area of our life is set to honor Him and what He declares. It's so important. The father who loves his child disciplines him. The father who loves his child embraces him. The father who loves his child gives him direction. The father who loves his child helps him and leads him. But he does it all with honor and with integrity. You see, the example that we have is from our Heavenly Father. We want to walk the way that Jesus walked. Did you ever notice that the love of Jesus, even as He walked on this earth, was not wishy-washy? You know what He said to Peter one time? Get thee behind me, Satan. Whew. That's pretty blunt. Oh, but we just got to love them. No, we got to be truthful. I'm not saying we don't love them, but love is truthful. We must love as God loves. Be honest and truthful, filled with integrity and filled with character. People won't agree with that. That's all right. God will ultimately bring about His will. Walk with Him, and He'll honor your life. The next one is this. Work with the Lord. While we're waiting, it helps to keep busy. All right? Parents, I'm going to give you a little clue here to make next December 24th easy for you. Get the kids busy. They will drive you nuts waiting for the Christmas morning experience. Get them busy. Give them some housework. All right? Make your life easier. Okay? Give them something to do. And you know what? Even while we're waiting for the will and the direction of God in our lives, there is work to be done. And if we'll simply do that, God will honor that. Work while we're waiting for the will of God to be made clear. But work according to God's will. Be a witness for Christ even while you're waiting. Speak of the amazing things God has done for you even while you're waiting. Waiting doesn't mean sitting in a chair in the corner and expecting an amazing thing to take place. We are waiting right now for the return of Jesus Christ. But we got to work while we're doing it. To win as many as we can to the cause of Christ. Work, for the day is coming when no one will be able to work. And then the next one is this. And I've already reached the end of my time, so please give me just a moment. And that's watch for the Lord. Watch for Him. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is coming back for those who are looking for His appearance, for those who love His appearance, for those who are anxiously awaiting Jesus Christ. Those who are at work in God's kingdom, those who are walking with the Lord, those who are waiting in honor for the Lord to come, that's who the Lord's coming back for. And so we want to wait in a way that brings glory to God. As we do that, God's hand of blessing will open up amazing doors for us. It's hard to believe. We're already 3 weeks into 2012. What have you done for the Lord? What are you doing for Him? Are you ready to push forward? Let's stand. I was going to have the team come up, but I didn't think I would go this long. So team, I want to thank you for being willing to come back up, but we'll just kind of pass on that for this morning. All right? Let's close our service in a word of prayer and ask God to do something great. Our gracious Father, thank you. Thank you for your love, for your passion for us. Father, thank you for everything that you do and for all that you are. Now, Lord, help us to be a success. For the greatest form of success is to be like you. Father, it's not about money. It's not about prestige. It's not about power. It's about you. Help our lives to be about you. And we'll give you thanks and praise. For it's in your awesome and holy name we pray. Amen. I want to thank you for being here. God bless you. Have a great day in Jesus today.